DHS is about to get a new assistant secretary. A Piper pilot plays target drone over Washington. And let's try and vent without committing felonies. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, March 9th, 2010. President Obama says he intends to nominate retired Army Major General Robert A. Harding as Assistant Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security. Quote, "I am confident that Bob's talent and expertise will make him a tremendous asset in our ongoing efforts to bolster security and screening measures at our airports. I can think of no one more qualified than Bob to take on this important job, and I look forward to working with him in the months and years ahead." Unquote. While that endorsement sounds like a ratcheting up of security theater at airports, there is at least a glimmer of hope the neglected intelligence side of security may be getting a boost. Harding retired after 33 years in the Army, which included lots of high-level intel management. From the time he founded Harding Security Associates in 2003 till the time he sold it last year, he built the firm to a staff of 400, serving U.S. government agencies and the defense community. DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano, who faced embarrassment and calls for her resignation over intel failures which allowed the underpants bomber incident last Christmas, sounds pleased. Quote, "Bob's national security expertise and extensive experience in the intelligence community and U.S. Army will be a great asset to the department in our efforts to ensure the safety of the nation's transportation systems." Unquote. Airports Council International North America President Greg Principato is among the first in the private sector to comment. Quote, "Aviation will benefit from General Harding's extensive career in intelligence. Airports have long advocated that intelligence must be the cornerstone of effective aviation security. The airport industry and ACINA look forward to working with him in our ongoing effort to ensure the safety and security of the traveling public." Unquote. Every so often, NORAD schedules a drill to practice scrambling jets to intercept potential terrorist targets in the restricted airspace over Washington, D.C. It's a little surprising they even need the drills, considering how much practice they get intercepting clueless general aviation pilots. The pilot of what appears to have been a Piper PA-28 Dakota was the latest on Saturday morning. Two F-16s were sent from Andrews Air Force Base to head him off and escorted him to Roanoke Airport for what no doubt was not what he had in mind for his Saturday afternoon. The FBI is investigating. 40-year-old Sean Timothy Donnelly is a real estate appraiser in Utica, Michigan, north of Detroit. He was reportedly upset by a property appraisal done by Chase Bank. The FBI says he was caught in a recorded phone conversation telling an employee of the bank that he was, quote, "ready to fly an airplane into your building," unquote. Court documents say Donnelly was arrested after a two-hour standoff with almost a dozen law enforcement officers. He's charged with making an interstate threat, a felony offense carrying a five-year sentence. He reportedly has several previous felony convictions, but not a pilot certificate. Up next on ANN, that T-6 pilot was not part of an airshow team. Northrop Eads pulls out of KCX, and they're still building more F-16s. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 9th. I'm Paul Plack. The pilot of that T-6 Texan that failed to recover from a loop and crashed in the Gulf of Mexico Saturday has been identified by a family friend. Dr. Joe Carnley told the Panama City News Herald the pilot was 60-year-old Dr. H. Evan Ziegler Jr. of Birmingham, Alabama. The other body recovered is thought to be the pilot's wife, Peggy Ziegler. An official ID is pending. Dr. Carnley also dispelled any idea that the T-6 was part of an airshow performance group. He explained that the aircraft owners were merely friends with a common interest flying together for fun. If the Pentagon thought Northrop Grumman was bluffing over threats to pull out of the competition to produce the KCX aerial tanker, it was disabused of that notion yesterday. On its website, Northrop says it and its partner, Eads, have concluded there is no competitive opportunity to participate in a bidding process it says clearly favors Boeing's smaller refueling tanker, based on the 767 airliner. Northrop proposed a tanker based on the Airbus A330. Northrop Grumman CEO Wes Bush had this to say, quote, "We continue to believe that Northrop Grumman's tanker represents the best value for the military and taxpayer, a belief supported by the selection of the A330 tanker design over the Boeing design in the last five consecutive tanker competitions around the globe. Regrettably, this means that the U.S. Air Force will be operating a less capable tanker than many of our allies in this vital mission area," unquote. The statement goes on to say that while the company feels it could successfully challenge the revised selection criteria in the courts or before the GAO, it has decided that further delaying a new tanker to replace the Eisenhower-era KC-135 would not be acting responsibly. In a parting shot, though, the statement continues, quote, "We recognize that our decision likely creates a sole-source outcome for Boeing. In the previous round, the Air Force determined that it would pay a unit flyaway cost of approximately $184 million per tanker for the first 68 tankers, including the non-recurring development costs. With the department's decision to procure a much smaller, less capable design, the taxpayer should certainly expect the bill to be much less," unquote. Deputy Secretary of Defense William Lynn has expressed the Pentagon's disappointment. As of our deadline, there was no new comment on the issue from Boeing. The U.S. government has awarded $213 million to Lockheed Martin for long lead tasks for the production of 20 new advanced Block 52 F-16s for Egypt. Lockheed VP John Larson notes, quote, "This marks the 53rd follow-on buy of F-16s by 14 repeat customers. The aircraft we will deliver to Egypt will join the fleet of more than 4,400 F-16s, representing 25 nations," unquote. The new aircraft order includes 16 F-16Cs and 4 F-16Ds, and will supplement and help modernize the Egyptian Air Force's existing fleet. The final Egyptian F-16 under this contract will be delivered in 2013. Egypt was the first Arab country to purchase F-16s through a foreign military sales program called Peace Vector. The service received a total of 42 F-16s in its first order in 1980, and since then has purchased five more lots of the aircraft for a total of 240 F-16 Fighting Falcons. Still ahead, students are working on an aircraft we hope we never need. NASA's great moon buggy race is almost here, and that JFK controller is getting lots of support. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, March 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Students at Virginia Tech's Unmanned Systems Laboratory are perfecting an autonomous helicopter they hope will never be needed for its intended purpose. The 6-foot-long, 200-pound helicopter's main mission would be to assist military investigators in the unthinkable, enter an American city after a nuclear attack in order to detect radiation levels, map, and photograph damage. Project leader Kevin Kochersberger, a research associate professor with the College of Engineering and director of the Virginia Tech Unmanned Systems Laboratory, leads a team of several graduate and undergrad students from the mechanical engineering and electrical and computer engineering departments. They've re-engineered a remote-controlled, unmanned RMAX helicopter built by Yamaha to fly in fully autonomous mode and created flight control software algorithms that will direct the helicopter to radioactive sources. The project has already attracted over $1.3 million in funding and is overseen by the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency. Plans call for the helicopters to be mission-ready in 3 years. NASA has a fun event coming up. The 17th annual Great Moon Buggy Race will be held in Huntsville, Alabama, April 9th and 10th. This is just what it sounds like. High school, college, and university students bringing their creations to compete at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. And great it is. More than 100 teams and over 1,000 students from 20 states and Puerto Rico, Canada, Germany, Bangladesh, Serbia, India, and Romania are expected. Their self-designed and built vehicles are in the style of the Apollo-era buggies that carried U.S. astronauts across the surface of the moon. But the modern recreations use trail bike tires. Mike Selby of Marshall Center's Engineering Directorate says of the event, quote, "The Great Moon Buggy Race is an excellent way for us to reach out to young people and get them excited and involved in technical opportunities available to them," unquote. And he should know. He's also a former contestant, helping the University of Alabama to a second-place finish in 1995 and first place in 96. Since 2001, Selby has served each year as a volunteer scorekeeper. And finally today, a funny thing is happening on the radio at New York JFK. Pilots are quietly showing support for Controller Glenn Duffy, who, along with his supervisor, Sean Sims, are on unpaid leave right now after audio recording surfaced that showed that Duffy's 9-year-old twins were allowed to give instructions to aircraft. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt has decried the behavior as a lapse in judgment. Even NATCA, the controllers' union, doesn't want anything to do with these guys. But pilots are being subtly supportive. Some are ending transmissions with adios, which the kids used to wrap up an exchange with an Aeromexico pilot, who cheerfully responded in kind. The tagline has caught on with pilots supporting Duffy. Additional chatter from pilots caught online includes, "Thoughts going out to your coworker there," and "I think it's BS what he's going through." On last Friday's Tonight Show with Jay Leno, actor and pilot Morgan Freeman was asked by the host if he'd heard about the flap and whether he had an opinion. Freeman said he had heard about it and said that, like most pilots, his reaction was, "What's the big deal?" He noted that the handoff to departure was redundant information for the pilot anyway, and then seemed to propose something that sounds vaguely like a Young Eagles spinoff.
Air traffic control, what they want is new recruits. So it's all right to introduce young people to the idea.
You can catch the whole interview, in which Freeman also talks about his recent flight to Africa and his new SJ-30, at www.tonightshow.com. It's identified as part one of the interview from March 5th. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Frank Robinson about the new Turbine R66. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.